I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. And now we'll bring you a story from Public Post, VPR's coverage of cities and towns around Vermont. As local school districts consider options under Act 46, a few are looking into privatizing schools instead of merging with neighboring districts. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, a group in Stowe is taking a close look at the independent school option.
Most mornings, Stowe High School principal Jeff Marr can be seen out in front of the school building, greeting students as they get to school. That's the sense of community that Stowe residents like about their small school, and they don't want to lose it by merging with another school district. The Stowe Local Schools Initiative is a group of about a dozen parents, teachers, school directors, and other community members. The group's been meeting regularly since last fall, studying the viability of transitioning one or more of Stowe's public schools into independent academies. The group is working in cooperation with the Stowe School Board, which for the time being is keeping all its options open when it comes to complying with Act 46. Under the new education law, small Vermont school districts are encouraged to merge to realize some economies of scale. The target number spelled out in the law is at least 900 students per district. Lisa Senecal chairs the Stowe Local Schools Initiative. She says there are about 740 students in the Stowe School District, and projections show Stowe's taxes would actually go up if it merged with the two other towns in its supervisory union.
The one-size-fits-all and the 900 number that's being encouraged as a merged district size, it just doesn't apply to everyone, and Stowe seems to be one of, you know, quite a few towns or school districts around the state that it just doesn't make sense for.
Senecal says Stowe also bucks the statewide trend when it comes to decreasing enrollment. She says Stowe's student numbers are going up in the elementary school as well as the middle and high school, and she says all three are ranked as high-performing schools. Senecal says her group wants to take an honest look at how and if the independent school model could work in Stowe.
First of all, we're not sure whether or not the study's going to show that an independent school is even the right path for Stowe. And then beyond that, we don't know if we're looking at an independent school at the elementary level, at the middle high school level, or could be all three.
In fact, this is the second time Stowe has studied the independent school model. The first study was completed 16 years ago after the passage of Act 60. Today, Stowe's not the only school district studying the independent school model. Similar conversations are happening in Warren, Manchester, and Craftsbury. Mill Moore is head of the Vermont Independent Schools Association. He says some of those communities have reached out to him for information.
I think it's a reasonable part of the due diligence that a school board and a community should go through as they're looking at all of their Act 46 options.
However, Moore says closing down public schools to reopen as independent academies is not an easy process.
You know, I represent independent schools. I do not represent unhappy school districts. And I don't encourage or discourage any district on this issue. In fact, what I tell them is if you want to go down this road, you're going to have to overcome a lot of obstacles and work awfully hard.
Vermont Education Secretary Rebecca Holcomb says local school districts don't have the authority to operate an independent school. These schools would have to be run by their own boards.
School districts are required to provide education to all their children, and they have two ways to do that. Either they can choose to operate a public school, or they can choose to pay tuition. And those are the two options that a district has. So you can't, as a public entity or municipality, operate an independent school.
Holcomb says it's up to a school district's voters to choose to close a public school and tuition students to other schools. And any new independent school would need to be approved by the Board of Education.
You have to close down your public school, and the new entity would have to apply to be approved as an independent school in the state of Vermont in order to be eligible to receive their children in the first place.
If an independent school were to open in Stowe, committee members say they're committed to maintaining current staff and programs, including special education. Mill Moore, who heads the Independent Schools Association, says he doesn't think the independent school model will be a viable option for most communities in Vermont. He said when North Bennington's elementary school transitioned to an independent school a few years ago, the community got a lot of pushback from the state. And, he says, other school districts should expect the same. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.